New Market Battlefield, I know on Saturday they're having a volunteer day to kind of clean up the park, but Sunday from 2 to 3 o'clock, it's going to be open free to the public, free refreshments, free concerts. If you've never been to New Market Battlefield, right off of I-81 in the Shenandoah Valley, a lot of history, a lot of beauty, and it's a great day to go there.
And if you're in the mood for some fancy libations, you can join Cooper, Greyhaven, James River Cellars, and Lake Anna. They're having a two-day wine festival on the grounds of the James River Cellars out in Richmond. And there's a beer, bourbon, and barbecue festival, different venue, going on today and tomorrow. That's at the Maryland State Fairgrounds.
That's a biggie with the beer, bourbon, and barbecue, live music, all kinds of fun stuff. And, of course, information for the fairgrounds, you can always give them a call at 800-830-3976 or check it out on the web, beerandbourbon.com.
Now, you've got a sort of a titillating title to this one, Carl, the third annual Peep Show. What is a peep?
Oh, they're those little marshmallow type of Easter candies that some people love and some absolutely despise. Once were just in yellow, and now are those kind of marshmallowy, sugar-coated, all colors of candy.
So this is an event dedicated strictly to the peeps.
That's correct. It's kind of wacky. About 5,000 people show up. They have about 140 different entries that come in here, basically like a ball gown that's tailored entirely out of peeps, or an oversized Rubik's Cube made of 1,600 peeps.
Wow.
Just tons of neat little dioramas and sculptures and mosaics all made from peeps. The cool thing is you can cast a vote for $1 a piece. You can cast votes with the voting chips, and the awards go to the top five with the highest votes, and all the proceeds benefit the Carroll County Arts Council. So it's for a worthy cause. Details for that on CarrollCountyArtsCouncil.org.
Crafters, you got to get out to MoCo, Montgomery County, and the Sugarloaf Crafts Festival is going on all weekend long.
That's one of the biggest, with the artists and craft designers, music, children's entertainment, craft demonstrations, tons of neat things, and that's at SugarloafCrafts.com. And there's also another show going on at the other end of Maryland, over at the Carroll County Agriculture Center in Westminster. They're having the 12th annual Carroll County Home Show. That's all kinds of neat features and displays to decorate your home and make it more modern, and also some stuff for the garden as well.
Good day to get out biking or go out to the Blue Ridge Bike Fest. That's the biggest motorcycle event in Virginia.
Yeah, and live music, the custom bike contest with all the bikes that are decked out, a stunt show, which I'm really curious. I'm not sure it's quite Evel Knievel, but I think that's a lot of the people doing the reverse wheelies and stopping on a front wheel, balancing in the air. But tons of neat displays. That's going to be at the Roanoke Civic Center down in Roanoke, Virginia. A lot of fun on that one as well.
Pretty little town, too. In the world of sports, the Orioles will be hosting Toronto up at Camden Yards. They play a game this afternoon, but they're playing tomorrow night and Sunday afternoon. The Wizards will host Atlanta Saturday night at Verizon Center, and the Washington Freedom host Boston tomorrow night at 7 at Soccerplex in Boyds, Maryland. And we've got some specials we've got to go down, Carl. Wisp Resort, nice place. You can stay and play golf for just $67. That's even lower than at least one of the deals we were talking about last week.
Yeah, and that's the green fees and the room. And if you're not a golfer, although the crisp mountain air and the beautiful scenery certainly does call for golfing, they have fly fishing, $125 for the package, your room, your guide, the whole nine yards. Details on page 2 of Recreation News or recreationnews.com, or you could also go to wispresort.com for the details on that as well.
I think especially Sunday might be a nice day to get out to take a look at the Natural Bridge. But you've got a package at a Natural Bridge, Virginia, which includes an overnight accommodation. So you'd have to plan ahead for this one. But that includes breakfast for two, tickets to the Natural Bridge, a visit to the caverns, the Drama of Creation presentation, and a bunch of other stuff is in there, too, for $129.
Oh, yeah. It's the admission also to the Cedar Creek Nature Trail, the Monacan Indian Village, the Wax and Toy Museums. Basically, the $129 not just gets you to breakfast in a room, but admission to darn near everything, and there's quite a bit to see. A lot of details on that at naturalbridgeva.com, or you could always call 800-533-1410. And mention the ad you saw on page 29 of Recreation News and get that special deal.
Of course, these are aimed right at the federal worker, too. And at Woods Resort, you've got a two-night deal.
Yeah, stay two nights, and you get the third night free, once again, for the federal workers, and the details for that one on page 31 of Recreation News or thewoods.com for their website as well.
And let's mention your contest, Carl. Always a good time to enter. No purchase necessary. What can you tell us about what you've got in the hopper?
Well, we've got a getaway for two for Natural Bridge and another getaway for two for the Cove Haven Resorts up in the Poconos. So there's a couple of giveaways that we have there. And also, just coming in today, we're giving away over $1,000 worth of whitewater rafting tickets. So for people who'd like to hit the water and really get the spring with some vigor, $1,000 worth of passes are going in the next month.